4HNR, can I get a signal check, please?
DEW, calling station, you are coming through 5-9. Perfect clearing.
Thank you so much. I'm about to get the net started here in a minute. I have some issues with my computer and my internet and different things, and just wanted to make sure the radio was going okay. So I appreciate it. We'll talk to you here in a minute.
Come back. The FCC finally allowed me to come back, finally, after my renew got caught up in all this here with the shutdown. KI4LZI, standing by for the net.
I'm glad to hear that. Awesome. Well, we'll get you checked in here later. All right, I'll get it started here in a minute. K4HNR.
How's it going, Andy? It's Ben. I'm a drop, but I wanted to say hello.
An eye on those boxes there, the post office box, because I'm going to be sending my news in to you here in just a little bit. KI4LZI, standing by for the net.
New address. Check the website, and I can make an announcement at the beginning of the net.
You'll need that, because you've had the same one for years. Okay, KI4LZI.
Post office box. I'll announce it at the beginning of the net. This was a couple months ago.
K4HNR calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is K4HNR. My name is Connor, and my location is Greenville, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio at 9 p.m., in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276, at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Before we get started, are there any announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? If so, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Full announcement.
Go ahead.
DEW, I am mobile, but I've pulled over where I hope I have a good signal. I just wanted to let everybody know that the club is coming up, and we have closed our post office box. Under the Brars.cc website, if you look under the membership page, there is a new address. If you want to mail in your dues, just use the new address. Recording set up, but I'm not 100% sure, and I'm mobile, so I can't look up the address right now. But for those looking to mail in their dues, we do have a new club address to do that.
I appreciate you passing that along. Yeah, sounds like we got a new address. The dues are about due for the for the Brars, for the membership. Did anyone need any fills on that? 4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Was that everything? Did you want to share more information, or was that about it?
That's all I have right now. And I did pre-net check-in, so I should be good to go. KO4ZEW, back to net.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. All right, any other announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? Just want to make sure. If there is, just call K4HNR or Net Control. All right, well, let's now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group, and as you check in, please intend to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And before we get to the RF check-ins, let's go ahead and welcome those who have used the pre-net check-in function, like Mr. Ben, on the website. And then we'll go over and see if anyone's on EchoLink. First, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass. N4UYB, that's Rebecca down in Monroe, Georgia. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville. N4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont, and her husband Don, KG4PFI. And we'd like to welcome AA4GH, that's Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida. KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben over in Malden. WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken, South Carolina. KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. KQ NC4ZWS, that's Christine here in Traveler's Rest. NC9V, that's Mr. Leon up in Hendersonville, and his wife Wendy, KE4DXJ up in Hendersonville. Let me refresh here, make sure we got everybody. Appreciate you guys using the pre-net check-in function for the repeater on the website. Glad we can get you checked in here on a Saturday night. And let's go ahead and open it up to any Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. For the Blue Ridge 2M Internet, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR, please check in. KQ4TGH, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2M Net. We'd like to welcome KQ4TGH, that's Jonathan over in Easley. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Jonathan, on Echolink. We appreciate it. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. All right, well, tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with the Alpha through Delta group, Alpha through Delta. If the suffix of your call sign begins with A through D, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
4HNR. Evening, Connor. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we're both in negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's going to wear shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 72 to you and all on the net.
Oh, please check in. KR4CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India, Walter, I'm in Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
For H&R. Connor, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
H&R. Ken Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2M net. Good little group to start us off this evening. First, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO. They make their home in Piedmont. And via telephone relay, they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down to Ware Shoals. Thanks for coming by tonight, Rick and the family. We appreciate it. And next, we'd like to welcome KR4CZI. That's Walter over in Anderson. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Walter. Hope you are doing well. And we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, that's our Wednesday night net controller, and his wife, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Gary and Joy. I've heard that Shane was telling me you write down the net just with pen and paper. That's what I'm having to do tonight. So I'm trying to channel your powers, how good you do it. It's going well so far, but internet's down, so we're making it work, but thinking about you tonight. And last, we'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over in Moore. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Terry. We do appreciate it. And let's try one more time for the Alpha through Delta group, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2M net, please call K4HNR or Net Control. For HNR with the Blue Ridge 2M net, let's move on to the next alphabetical group. That's Echo through Hotel. If the suffix of your call sign begins with Echo through Hotel, E through H, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Check in and out, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4FHX, Jamie Gaffney, negative and negative.
H&R. Connor, please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Connor, and thanks.
K4HNR. Good evening, Connor. Please check in. KR4ETW, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey. It'll be Chuck in Campobello, and I'll be negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2M net. First, we'd like to welcome KR4FHX. That's Ms. Jamie over in Gaffney. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Jamie. We do appreciate it. And next we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Sounding good, Harry, tonight from up there in Candler. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And last, we'd like to welcome KR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over in Campobello. Hope you're having a good weekend, Chuck. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And let's try one more time for the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call K4HNR or Net Control. K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move on to the next alphabetical group. That's the India through Lima group, I through L. If the suffix of your call sign begins with India through Lima, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
NR. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, sit in Fletcher, North Carolina. Final thanks for calling the net. Yeah. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
10R. Connor, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
For HNR. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
K-I-4-L-Z-I, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be listening, and Larry, it finally come through yesterday, my legalization.
4-HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up on that mountain in Tuxedo. Sounding good from up there, James, tonight. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us. And next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. A little white noise around your signal there, Sid, but I could hear you. I can enough to get you checked in here, so we appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And next, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Sounding good tonight from up there in Asheville, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry over in Greer, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. You're sounding good from over there in Greer. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And last, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy over in Table Rock. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Andy. All right, let's try one more time for the India through Lima group, India through Lima. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Well, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Romeo Victor, Greenville.
Coupled with you there. Could you give me your call and name and location one more time, please?
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Romeo Victor. This is Dan in Greenville. Over.
Getting there. I apologize, Dan. I keyed down too quickly, but yeah, KQ4WRV, Dan in Greenville. We got you in here. Appreciate you stopping by tonight. Dan, thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's go on to the next alphabetical group. That's the Mike Foxtrot for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Sounding good tonight, Lloyd. Good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. One more time for the Mike Through Papa group. Mike Through Papa, please call K4HNR or Net Control. On to the next alphabetical group. That's Q through T, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty.
And I won't be negative now.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Sounding good tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well, and thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Let's try one more time for the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or net control.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Alamo. I'll be negative, but thanks for calling the net. Appreciate all you do.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale over in Ellenborough. Sounding good tonight. Dale, thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. We appreciate it. All right, let's move on to the patient group for a Saturday night. That's the Uniform through Zulu group. If the suffix of your call begins with Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, please call K4HNR or Net Control. One more time. I got Kilo Echo 4 Zulu.
Zulu Foxtrot.
KE4ZHF. That's Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. Is that right?
Roger, Roger. Columbus.
In Columbus. I appreciate it. Sounded, there's a little bit of noise around there, but we got you in here, Keith. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. We appreciate it. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu group, Uniform through Zulu, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. You're doing a good job tonight, writing it down by pencil. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be here, and hello, Chris.
NR. Everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome, that's my father-in-law, Shane. That's N4ZLK over in Cleveland. Yeah, I appreciate it, Shane. I can barely read my own handwriting on some of these. I'm trying to write real clearly and not too fast, but I appreciate it. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, and I'll come back to you at the roundtable here at the end. And next, we'd like to welcome KQ4YOO. That's Clint over in Honeypath. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Clint. We appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. And let's try one more time for the Uniform through Zulu group, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Good evening, Connor. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in out of order. N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. And Chris is out there. Hey, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
HNR. Good evening again, Connor. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick via telephone relay. He is in Grady, North Carolina this evening. And wanted me to check him in, KI4DOS.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over in Greer. And no problem being out of order, Tom. I'm glad we could get you checked in here tonight. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you again. That's KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. Glad we could get him checked in here tonight and hope he is safe over there. Did you say he's, did I hear Gravy or was it Grady, North Carolina?
Golf Romeo Alpha November Delta Yankee, Grady, North Carolina.
Oh, awesome. Just learned of a new city's name. That's awesome. Well, I hope he's doing well out there. I appreciate you getting him checked in here with us tonight. And let's go ahead and open it up to the whole alphabet. If anyone would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or Net Control. Out there. I couldn't quite pull you through the noise. But let's try again. See if maybe you're out there mobile. Maybe we can get a good signal for you. But maybe try to come back at me. Try to check in here.
This is Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Victor. KK4HWV. This is Mike in Mountain Rest. I'll be negative and negative and 73 at all.
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me get you checked in here real quick. I got KK4HWV. That's Mike. And I got the rest part of your location. Can you give me your location one more time?
Rest. That's about 6 miles up in the mountains, Walhalla, South Carolina.
Okay, we got you checked in here. I do appreciate it. Thanks for coming back at me. Not sure what's going on out there with the radio wave sometimes, but glad we can take a pause here and get you checked in tonight. Anyone else for the whole alphabet? If anyone would like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
NR. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Operator is Ross. Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. QTH is Taylor, South Carolina. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. KV4RB 73.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KV4RV. That's Mr. Ross over in Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Ross. Hope you're having a great weekend, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I appreciate it. All right, let's try it one more time for the whole alphabet. If anyone would like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control. To hear it, but that long silence usually means we got everybody. This is K4HNR now securing the formal portion of the net with a special thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may now do so. And we'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first and only on the stop I've got tonight is Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. How are you doing tonight?
Dinar, N4ZLK. Hey, Connor. I'm doing good. We had a nice day. Didn't do much this morning. And then went to that Nate Bergazzi. I think that's how you say it. Comedy, not really a concert, but whatever it was, stand-up comedy at the Bon Secours Wellness Center this afternoon, and sat in traffic getting out. We were stuck in the parking garage trying to get out because we went to the 3 o'clock show, which didn't start till 3:30, and we got out about 5:15, and there was a 7 o'clock show, and there was already people trying to get into the parking garages and crowding all the streets, so I haven't been around that many people in ages, so it was a little disconcerting, but we made it home all right, and had a good day. How about you?
Awesome. I didn't know you guys were going to that. That is so much fun. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Stuff like that pops up in town, and everyone comes out of the woods. You kind of forget how many people live in the area. That's awesome, but, you know, I got stuck in that same traffic, but for not as fun of a reason. I went out this afternoon. A couple in our small group was moving, helped them move last weekend, but they had some more stuff to move, so, and they moved down near the Costco, that exit, but moved them down there, and then, yeah, I was on my way back around, it was around 6 or so, and, yeah, I saw the big, long line of people wrapped around the building, and sat in some good traffic for a while.
I had to avoid that area when I knew there was something going on, and usually could do it, but today, we had to be there. It was actually Seth and Nadine's tickets. They were going to go. And then I didn't know they did this in the military now when you know, Nadine's brother's in boot camp. And used to be you didn't see them for the 8 weeks they were there, but now they do this four-week thing, ceremony, where family can come and spend the day with them, watch a little presentation and after 4 weeks of training, and they can. So they went down there down to Augusta and met Nadine's family and her brother to see him there, but so they weren't going to use the tickets, and they offered them to us, so we took them. It was kind of fun.
Well, that's awesome. That is so cool. So how was it? How was the show? Was it worth all the traffic?
You know, seen him so much on Netflix, but go ahead and get this Echolink station. I'll let you go ahead and take care of that. N4Z, okay, and then call me back.
Yeah, thank you much. Yeah, I see it just popped up here, too. Yeah, let's pause here. If any Echolink stations and Echolink stations only would like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR, Connor, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic, no table.
This is K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen, over in Greenwood. Appreciate you stopping by tonight. Stephen, glad we can get you checked in here and hope you're having a great weekend. Let's pause here real quick, too. If anyone in the whole alphabet would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call. K4HNR,
this is KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, thank you.
Or, let's see, K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4FNC, Rick in Simpsonville. Glad we can get you checked in here tonight. Rick, thanks for stopping by and hope you're having a great weekend. Man, I'm getting my own call sign mixed up. I've said it so many times tonight. All right, coming back to N4ZLK. I had a similar thought there, Shane. I've seen him so many times on Netflix, and I'm sure it was fun and funny to see. But it's also nice to just sit on the couch and watch the Netflix special when it comes out.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been much of an event goer. I've been out on the road so much all the time. It's when I wasn't working, I wanted to be home, and wasn't a big concert goer or anything like that. I mean, it's fun. It was fun to do once or twice in my life, I guess. But I don't know, dealing with all the traffic and the waiting and the people. But they can do things to make you struggle to like them sometimes. So. It's just easier, and plus being up here, away from the traffic, and I haven't been getting out as much lately. It's a little bit harder to go down there and say, man, why do I want to come down here? But anyway, so tell me what's up with the internet today? Did you forget to pay your bill?
That I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's just finicky every now and then. I restarted the router. I've got a router extender up here in the office, and I restarted that, and I restarted my computer a handful of times. And I don't know what's going on. I have the option, my computer can just connect to the Wi-Fi, but it's all the way downstairs and it struggles with that sometimes. So I've got this extender. I mean, that is connected with Wi-Fi to the router downstairs, I've got my extender up here runs an Ethernet cord to my computer. So I guess it's like it runs off Ethernet, but it's technically still through Wi-Fi. And I don't know. Every now and then it's just disconnected and not working. So beats me. I don't. All this stuff goes way over my head. I just keep restarting it till it works.
Wi-Fi downstairs working, or the router downstairs? Is it just a disconnect between the extender and the router?
The router is not working either, because my phone isn't even connecting to Wi-Fi. I don't think Gabby's phone is either. We're just on 5G, just running off the phone. So I don't know. Beats me.
No, you probably know this, but you can make your phone a hotspot and run your computer from there, or access the internet from there. But sometimes you actually have to unplug the router, not just restart it, unplug it, and let it sit for a couple of minutes. And it could be an outage, you know, somewhere along there. They got a lot of people living in that area. So, and I was joking about the bill, by the way.
No, you're good. Yeah, I'll have to try that. It's always something. It's so funny. Yeah, and I forgot about doing that with my phone off doing the hotspot on the phone. But you know what? I've been looking for a good excuse to try running the net by hand anyway, so it worked out. It wasn't too bad. I did notice something tonight I've never noticed before. I think just with writing everyone's call sign rather than typing it, I noticed this. But there's only three people. You're one of them. You and Tom and Sid up in Fletcher have a call sign that doesn't start with a K. I just thought that was interesting. I never realized how many did that.
In with Tom, that's a really special group, so I hope he's still listening. But yeah, there's not a lot of the N calls around anymore, or W really. They'll have to get back to them once they run out of the K's.
A real special professional group paired there with Tom. Yeah, you both have an N, and then, yeah, Sid is a W, so it's just rare. It's just funny. It stands out. But, yeah, I caught myself. I would go down to write the next call sign, and I got in the habit of about to start with a K, and then, yeah, on these couple, I was like, oh, no, it's not that. So Trump about tripped me up, but you always learn something. So it's been interesting. It was cool writing all these down, and, yeah, was easier than I thought. So now we know. Now we've got a good backup plan in case we need to.
Seemed like you kept up with everybody, and you're doing a good job. Just save your numbers, I guess, if you can't send the net report. And maybe either email them to Dave, or next time you can get online, maybe you can send them. I'm not sure how that works.
Screenshot of all the pre-net check-ins, and then I'll just add that to everyone I wrote down, and the echo link. So, yeah, I think I'll send that. I think I may just wait till I get internet, and I can type it all in the program and send it without it announcing over the air. So I think I may just do that later tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, I'll have to ask Dave about that, what the rules are about that.
And tell Gabrielle I love her. Hope everybody's well over there. And let me know how many you have, by the way. I've been shadowing you, and I'm just curious if I came up with the same. I'm pretty sure I did. So anyway, I'll let you get back to it, see if you can get some more check-ins out there and at least get up to 50. K4HNR and 4ZLK. I'll talk to you later.
Do, yeah. Tell Beth we said hello and give her our love as well. And yeah, I didn't number my paper before I started, so I'll have to count it up after I'm done here. But yeah, I'll make sure. I'll see if we got the same amount, hopefully. But yeah, good talking to you, Sam. We'll talk to you later. All right, let's open it up again. If anyone would like to check in the whole alphabet to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or NetControl.
K4HNR. NR, would you please check in? Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SBX. Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Brad over in Simpsonville. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. We do appreciate it. Anyone else, before we close this up, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or Net Controlled.
Again, KI4LCI, but I was going to decide to make a comment about something I heard you say.
Comment.
For LZI, Shane may remember this. Now, I don't know for sure if he does, but I used to monitor this repeater long before I ever had a license of my own. But this net, back in the 80s and 90s, used to average 65 check-ins a night, minimum. And a lot of times it went over 100 check-ins. And back in those days, the computer was as obvious as it is then, and most people done it by hand back then. Right.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I hear you. Shane told me a lot about that. That's crazy hearing that it used to get over 100. And yeah, usually, yeah, if I get over 50, that's a busy night. But yeah, that's crazy. And then, yeah, it's been cool writing it all by hand tonight, just seeing how they used to do it and everything before we did it on the computer, and it's pretty cool to hear about how they used to do it. It's pretty crazy, but yeah, I'm trying to get more people my age into this. I'm 30, turned 30 this year, and I'm trying to get a bunch of my buddies into it, you know, just for, just to have as a backup, you know, form of communication and for other things, but we're trying to get more people into the hobby.
Thing, if we don't get some young people into it to take an interest, when me, your father-in-law, and others are dead and gone, there ain't gonna be hardly anybody left in 20 or 40 years. But D.C. of Abbeville County, I heard him say it 2 or 3 years ago, he was speaking, trying to promote the amateur service to some Boy Scouts, and they told him, they were right to a degree, but they don't understand the infrastructure. Why should I get an amateur license? I can take this cell phone and call anywhere in the world. Kind of caught him off guard. He wasn't expecting them to say that. With a lot of young people, that's how they see it.
Common argument that I hear, and Yeah, the easy way to argue against that I've told multiple of my buddies is, well, when your phone doesn't work or, you know, you take that away, then what do you have? You'll be wishing that you did have the radio set up and listen to me way back when, but, oh, well, we got, yeah, the pressure is definitely on my generation's shoulders, so we're trying.
Something needs to do, because 20 or 40 years from now, when we're, me, Jane, and others of our age are gone, I don't know, even though I know what ARRL says, but I can tell just from this net right here that we're on, from what I used to hear in the late 70s, the 80s, and the 90s to now, we don't have the people here today like we used to. When you used to hear on this net, very frequently the minimum number would be 65, and a lot of times it'd be over 100. Now, how often does this net now even get to 65 check-ins? Not very often. Check-ins being up to 100 on here, and I don't know when. Back to you, KI4LZI.
KI4LZI. Yeah, I appreciate it, Andy. Yeah, it's a good reminder, and we'll just keep on trying to do the work, get more people into it, and yeah, it's crazy just hearing about how it what it used to be like, and we'll see where it goes, so we'll be out here doing our best, but in the meantime, let's see if we can get any more check-ins. If anyone would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
Control, this is KQ4WRV. I have a comment.
4WRV, go ahead.
I am a new ham, less than a year, and I would like to ask KI4LZI what were the subject, what was the subject matter of the net? What did they talk about? Over.
KI4LZI, I don't want to go around that control here.
KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, that's another thing you just brought up there about subject matter. Now, as we all know that's listened here, any to speak of, and for ages anyway, there ain't hardly any rights you on this net today anymore at all, but back in those days, I'm telling you, you had a lot of times the rag you would carry it on, as well as all the check-ins, up to midnight sometimes. The net would start at 9, and it would carry it up to midnight, never now and then past that. But any kind of subject matter, you know, so long as it's legal, of course, radio matters. Let's see, I remember WRARW, who used to be net manager here about, I guess, what was it, 10, 12 years ago? He would do things on here to try to increase things like talking about stuff that happened with radio, say, 50 years ago, 75 years ago, such as that, such stuff as that. Really helped out a lot.
Comment. And Andy, and I think the other station is Dan. You know, I remember guys would get on here, like Andy said, it would, the rag queue would go on forever, but they would just get on and talk about their day. Most of these guys knew each other. And if, and, you know, if they needed help around the farm, around the house during the day, they usually end up seeing each other during the day at some point, too. But they get on and talk about their day, and that would lead into, you know, somebody, I remember Ray working. He was always working on something, the car or the tractor or working in his garden. And he would discuss that, and somebody else would join in and ask questions about something, and it would just go on like that. I mean, just anything you could think of. A lot of it about radio, you know, antennas, equipment, but just a lot of it just what you did for the day. So it was always nice to hear.
I spent a lot of time in the vehicle riding around listening. It felt like I got to know a lot of people. Even though I'd never met them face to face, a lot of them I felt like they were friends because I knew them so well. Go ahead, Connor.
Appreciate that. It's so interesting to hear about what it used to be like and then what it is now. And, but yeah, I'm glad I'm getting into it. And at least that's why kind of why I wanted to start running the net, just learning more about it and getting on the radio more. But yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, Dan, what are your thoughts, KQ4WRV?
Well, this is KQ4WRV. I guess I'd have to say, being a new ham, mainly would want to talk about things I don't understand, things I'm trying to learn, that sort of thing. Over.
K4HNR. Yeah, I totally understand. One thing that I really enjoy when I'm driving, I've got about a 40-minute commute to work in the morning and in the afternoon, and I'll turn it on, and it's so interesting just hearing a lot of the time just, you know, people talking about just projects they're working on at home and different things and problem solving. And yeah, when it's used for that and people can really come together and talk about their interests and projects they've got going on, you know, kind of anyone else listening can learn about it. So it has a great function. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I'll throw it back over to you, KF4LZI. Did you have any more comments?
4LZI. Well, like Shane there said, I didn't have my own license back then, and I couldn't talk and transmit, but a lot of people that I used to hear on here have been dead for decades. And I mean decades. Ray was probably one of the last ones to go, but there were so many on here that I heard in here on the late 70s, the 80s, and the 90s that's not here with us anymore. Kind of like what Dave was talking about a few months ago about that repeater building up there that this repeater's in. They put that up there in 1973, and I heard him saying it's about time that it needs to be replaced again. So some of my, what I used to hear here goes way back. Back to you, Connor, KI4LZI.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And I'll throw it over to you, N4ZLK.
RN4ZLK. Yeah, I was going to make another comment for Dan. Any net controller would be more than willing, if you ever have a question, you want to get on the net, and when you check in, just say, I have a question for the net about, you know, if it's something to do with radio, hang around for RagChew, and when you come back, a lot of people are out there that are still listening. They check in negative and negative, but if I haven't bored them to death yet, they still have the radio on, and they listen. I did that a lot of times. I do that mostly. And they may know something. They may know an answer to a question that you have, and so they'll come back in, and you can. There's a lot of knowledge out here. A lot of people don't speak a lot. You know, they're not big talkers, or they're a little afraid of the microphone or something. But if they know something, if they have knowledge on something, they're more than willing to jump in. It's a good opportunity to ask a question when you're learning. So I would encourage you to do that. Anybody listening, if you have questions, any of these net control operators would be happy to facilitate that. Go ahead, Connor. I'll turn it back to you, and you can turn it over to Dan. N4ZLK.
Okay, K4HNR. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll throw it over to you, Dan. KQ4WRV.
Well, I appreciate that. This is KQ4WRV. This is Dan. I'm in Greenville, and I appreciate that that word. And I will try to do that. I have mainly been working in the time I had my license for the last year or so, well, almost a year, on HF, and just checked into the net a few times in that year, but I will have to do it more often. Back to you.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing that. I got my license about 4 or 5 years ago, and so Shane, N4ZLK, that's my father-in-law. He got me into it, and actually his father-in-law got him into this. So it's a fun little tradition that we've got here going in the family. But yeah, you got me into it, and I love it. I enjoy listening, being on it, and Yeah, but the first year or two or so, I got my license, and I would just kind of listen here and there, and, you know, was a little nervous to get on and talk about it, and just had never really done something like this before, and so, yeah, it's been new. It's a new hobby, but it's been pretty fun, and then, yeah, this year, so we actually needed some more people to help run this deck, because it's every night. It's one of the few that's every night at 9 o'clock. So, you know, we try to rotate it, get someone different doing it. So, you know, we don't have to double up or do multiple nights a week. So yeah, I do it every Saturday, except the first Saturday of the month. And I really enjoy it. Something really good to do on the weekends and get everyone together here. What got you into it, Dan?
I would say in a nutshell, Hurricane Helene. I believe that in real sense that God spoke to me in the sense that Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his family. So I looked upon it as, you know, we have a family around the Southeast, but we had no communications with them for a few days. Over.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, that's a similar reason I got into it as well, and it's just a good peace of mind, you know, knowing that I've got my station here and a couple HTs, so while I'm mobile, I've got, you know, one in my truck, and it's just good peace of mind driving around knowing that, you know, anything could happen, and kind of like Andy was saying earlier, if our, you know, everyone's so glued to their cell phones now thinking they've got this magic communication system in their pocket, but, you know, cell phones will only work as long as we're allowed to use them, so... yeah, that's a good enough reason to get into it. And yeah, did you hear anything about this net and this repeater specifically? It was really active last year during Helene.
Not really. Once I got into the hobby, I saw that there was a local club, and I joined the club. And so then, of course, I heard about the net there probably from Johnny Allison, I believe. Over.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the hobby, and yeah, welcome to the club. This is a good one. I think it's one of the bigger ones in the area, and has a big reach. Can reach a lot of Western North Carolina and all of the upstate. So, yeah, it's a good one. If you ever have any questions or anything, yeah, just throw out your call sign and hop on. And I'm sure someone's out there listening would be happy to talk to you more about it.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to close it up for the night. It's about my bedtime, but I do appreciate your working the net control and taking your time and all the others that do this. Over.
H&R with the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Well, I appreciate that, Dan. Thank you so much. Yeah, we all volunteer to do this, and it's a good time. It's, I think, really important to keep the hobby alive, and like I mentioned earlier, trying to get some more guys my age into it so we can keep it going. But, yeah, I appreciate it. Let's see, that's KQ4WRV, Dan. Yeah, I'll have to remember that. Good to talk to you. I hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And, yeah, thanks so much for hopping in here with those comments. So, well, let me open it up one more time here before we close it out. If anyone would like to check in,
and my one of my grandsons has gotten their licenses. Over.
Double.
Yeah, I just doubled with you. Whoever was just talking out there, go ahead with your comment.
Net control. I was just wanting to add that from what you said that since I got my license, I've got one 15-year-old grandson that got his, and then I've got a daughter-in-law that got hers also. Over.
Hey, are they local? You gotta have them come in here and check into the net sometime.
One is local, and then one is in Concord, North Carolina. Over.
Good deal. That's awesome to get the family in on it. That's so good to see. I bet they're excited to learn about it, I hope.
Yeah, they're just kind of getting started, anyway, I don't want to push it too hard over.
Well, at least they got it. They got license, and that's what counts, so that's important. Well, that's awesome.
All right, well, I will say 73 and KQ4WRV, I'll be cleared. Over.
For WRV, this is K4HNR with the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for stopping by. And, yeah, good chatting with you. I hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And before we close this out, if anyone would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or Net Control. That'll do it for us tonight. Well, tomorrow night, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be running the net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by to check in with him. And this is K4HNR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our special thanks to everybody for checking in, and we'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73s, everybody. God bless, and good night.
VGN, KE4VGN, you have to be monitoring, Rich. This is KI4LCI. You leg, KK4JBQ, KI4LCI. Contact KI4LCI.